In this bulletin, the chief executive of mining company Rio Tinto resigns over the destruction of an Indigenous sacred site, 43 new coronavirus cases and 9 more deaths in Victoria, and in cycling, Mark Hirschi wins stage 12 of the Tour de France. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The CEO of mining company Rio Tinto, Jean-Sébastien Jacques, has resigned over the company destruction of an Indigenous sacred site. Mr. Jacques will stay on until his replacement can be found or until March next year, whichever comes first. The company has been under pressure for months over the destruction of the Juukan Gorge in Western Australia to expand a mine. There has been a review led by the company's board into the matter. Several Rio Tinto executives have also quit. In New South Wales, National Party leader John Barilaro has backed down on a threat to move his party to the crossbench and force Premier Gladys Berejiklian into leading a minority government. Mr. Barilaro, who is Ms. Berejiklian's deputy premier, made the agreement in a meeting with Ms. Berejiklian this morning. Ms. Berejiklian has threatened to sack all National Party ministers in her government, including Mr. Barilaro, if there was no backdown. He has made the threat as a result of the National Party being upset about the state koala protection policy, which it feels has a negative impact on farmers. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state's coronavirus hard border will stay despite intense criticism after a woman was not allowed an exemption to go to her father's funeral. Ms. Palaszczuk says the hard border has to stay to avoid a situation like what is happening in Victoria. 26-year-old Canberra woman Sarah Kasip yesterday was not allowed to attend her father's funeral in Queensland. Ms. Palaszczuk says the focus should be on getting COVID-19 infection numbers in New South Wales and Victoria down to a point where borders across the country can open.
What I've said, and I've said it many times at these press conferences, and I'll say it again, if as a nation we can focus on getting Victoria and New South Wales under control, then you can set a date for the whole country to open up.
However, it appears an exemption will be granted to the New South Wales-based children of terminally ill man Mark Keynes to visit him in Brisbane. Victoria has registered 43 new coronavirus cases and 9 more deaths today. It's the second straight day new infection numbers have fallen after 76 new cases were registered on Wednesday. The additional 9 deaths bring the state's coronavirus death toll to 710 and the national toll to 797. Let's go overseas now, and US President Donald Trump is defending his actions on the coronavirus after revelations in a new book by a well-known journalist. In a series of interviews with Washington Post newspaper reporter Bob Woodward, who helped break the Watergate scandal, Mr. Trump admitted trying to mislead the public about the coronavirus. He told Mr. Woodward the virus was deadly, despite downplaying it publicly. Mr. Trump is defending his actions by saying he couldn't be seen to panic publicly.
Fact is, there has to be a calmness. You don't want me jumping up and down screaming, there's going to be great death, and really causing some very, very serious problems for the country.
The US has suffered more deaths than any other nation from coronavirus, with nearly 192,000. It's also suffered more infections than any other country, accounting for around 6.3 million of the 27.9 million cases worldwide. To the Middle East now, and a huge fire has broken out at the port of Beirut, the scene of the deadly explosion in the Lebanese capital last month. It's caused smoke to cover Beirut. It's not immediately clear what has caused the fire, which the Lebanese army says started in a warehouse where oil and tyres are stored. Army helicopters are taking part in efforts to extinguish the fire, which has triggered widespread panic among residents of the area. Resident Ahmed Khalifa says nothing has improved in Lebanon since the explosion at the port last month that killed nearly 200 people.
We have seen the bad and corrupt reforms. It had been a month since the explosion. We heard there will be reforms and that this country will improve. This state will not rise because this state is run by thieves.
In cycling, Switzerland's Marc Hirschi has won stage 12 of the Tour de France. He's held off a group of chasers to win the 218-kilometre stage from Chauvigny to Saronne after finishing second in stage 2 and third in stage 9. This is the first Tour de France stage win of his career. The 22-year-old says he's never believed he could do this well.
It's unbelievable because I was two times really close and... Yeah, actually today I never believed that I could make it because I was really doubtful. And then I went full gas till the last 200 meters and it just feels super nice. I can't describe it, it's hard to find words.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you across the country. It's partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 19. Much the same in Adelaide where it's 26 degrees. Cloud increasing, a windy day in Melbourne, 20 degrees. A couple of late showers in Hobart, 19. Cloudy in Canberra, 17. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 19. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. Showers for Brisbane, 19 degrees. Partly cloudy as well in Cairns, 28. And sunny in Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And for news in depth, you can check out our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.